Are you where you thought you would be right now in the rebuilding process of this team? Are you way ahead, behind? Where are you?
To be honest, it's a great question, and we never can predict the future. But I think at this point, we expected that in this year, 2016, we'd be competing for a wild card spot and hopefully making the playoffs for the first time in 11 years. Fortunately, we were able to do that last year. And so now our goals have raised a little bit. We're looking to win the division and win a championship. And that's where the goals are going to stay for the foreseeable future. So I'd say we're ahead of plan. We still have a great farm system. We have a great young team. And we've got resources to deploy should we need them in the next few years. So we're in about as good a position as any team in baseball right now.
I got a partner here who calls you the computer chip general manager. You're an analytics guy. You analyze a lot of data. That's the name he's come up for you. When you hear that from him, or when you hear that from anybody, because you've been known as an analytics guy by a lot of people in this business, do you feel good? Does that make you feel good, or does that make you feel like, hey, you know, that's not a cool way of describing this. I know the game. Do you feel like that cheapens your understanding of the game, or are you okay with that?
No, I'm okay. I mean, you know, when you take these jobs, you're going to get a lot of different labels. But the reality is, what I've been able to do more than anything is hire people that really know what they're doing. And so, I'm a professional business manager. I did it in three careers before I got into baseball. And I've hired some really smart people since I've been here with the Astros, and they've done tremendous work for us. And I can't take credit for any of the work. I can certainly take credit for hiring them, and that's about it. But you know, there's good baseball people, there's good analysts, there's good economic people, medical people. We've got people with so many different varied backgrounds, and you need everybody to contribute to a winning organization because, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to put 25 men on the field. They've got to stay healthy. They've got to perform. And we have to have their replacements ready to go should they get injured or not perform. So it's an entire group effort. From the coaches in the Dominican Summer League to the analysts in the front office to the major league manager. And the one thing we've done, I think, exceptionally well over the past 4 years under Jim Crane's leadership is hire the right people for the right spot.